happens, the movie nights, the desire to get husbands and wives to sit and talk and have a coffee, the idea of bringing people together. The town manager lived third floor above the shop. He would have meetings there. Church pastors would meet there and do their Tuesday morning. The Methodist pastor would do their Tuesday, you know, just fellowship and talking and praying. And I would sometimes pray with them. So this was just an incredible sweet spot of time, 06 to 08. So this was my calling to be something, right? An ambassador of reconciliation, a preacher, whatever terminology, heaven sent. It's all heaven based. Everything about me is based on heaven. It is not based on a seminary, a piece of paper. God did things in my life to make it known that I was his man. So I feel very close to the throne. I feel very close to Jesus Christ because obviously that's 06 to 08. We're now looking at 2023. I've been a dad of 8 kids. Those kids have done things that, you know, I wanted to be involved in, specifically my oldest son, Seth, whose name was changed a month before he was born from Samuel Seth. He has a unique calling on his life, but he's a baseball player. He's going to be a pro baseball player. He's going to be, I believe, when he was 7, 8 years old, he's going to play Major League Baseball. He's going to be a Major League Baseball player. So I get to watch his development and be a part of it because I'm an athlete. I helped him. And my other sons are also athletic, and I've been able to be involved in that. If I was a preacher and a missionary, I sent one, if I'd taken back the streets, went to the third year, and that's when it died, it ran out of money, if I would have gone national, I wouldn't have been able to just be a dad. And I have been gifted with the ability to just be a dad. I praise the Lord for that. I bless the Lord for that. He let me just be a dad and not be an evangelist or pastor or preacher or whatever. I got to just be quiet. But it's been hard, financially hard, because I had to go back into the workforce. I became a salesman, selling solar, selling HVAC equipment, selling now generators and battery backup. And it's been all startup type, you know, this company doesn't want to pay me or, you know, weird stuff happens. The enemy gets me on the bad side of something and I have to go find another job. And it's literally like that. Because I come in with joy, I come in with energy, I come in with, especially when I work for Christian men, prophecy, they're not in that mindset. They're into, you know, religious spirit. I got one guy, one company I was with, Christian man, deacon, local Baptist church, big time guy, you know, has a Bible on his desk. But yet, I left that company because his oldest line worker, installer, who was doing things that weren't right, on it, not honest, I called him out on it. He got so mad at me that when the boss wasn't there on a Friday, he and his two fellow workers attacked me in my own office and started throwing punches at me. And I left and I never went back. That was one way to leave a company. You get attacked by the workforce. They can't talk. They throw punches. And all I did was block those punches. But I whacked against the whiteboard, blood in my hair. My wife came home and said, "Why did you call the police?" "Because I'm not going to call the police." But this is the kind of life I've lived. You know, just being a nobody, working as a salesman for these companies, not being a preacher. And then 2020 happens, and I go to Washington, D.C., and I see what they did there. I see the corruption. And then I started doing YouTube videos. After we lost our cafe, we did 4 months at another site. That failed. October 08, we shut the whole thing down. We almost lost our two youngest boys, which was Zachariah and Stephen. One almost got run by a truck, and one almost got lost in a parking lot because we were near a parking lot, and our son, 2 years old, got us lost in the parking lot, and the police came, and these were signs, shut it down, I did. I went off into the woods. I went into the mountains after that happened. This is important. October 2008. I said, "Honey, I'm just going to go up the mountains, Blue Ridge Mountains." So I take some bread, I take some wine, and I go up the mountains, and I go talk to the Lord. So I get involved in a very long hike. I follow this stream, and I just say, "What's the source?" I want to see the very tippy top of this beautiful stream coming down the mountain. I keep going up, 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 up. I get to the top. There's wild ponies. Nobody knows where I'm at. I'm alone. And I look at this kind of source area where it's coming out of the mountain, where it goes down to the bottom. And at that moment, I get this Holy Spirit sense. You are my source. I am your source. And then I ask the Lord, "So if you are my source, then are you the source of all this trouble? Have you allowed all this trouble, losing the coffee shop, Now I have no job, no income. I have a big mortgage. I'm going to lose the land. I'm going to lose my beautiful red truck that he gave me to build my business that originally brought me to Pine Mountain, my contracting business. I lose my truck. I lose my trailer. I lose my stuff that I built up when I built that business to become more professional, to look better when I rolled into a job. It was all fire stations. So now Lord's telling me, boom, I am your source. So then I started doing church at home, on the land. We did fire. We still did some concerts. We did a couple weddings. One wedding. And it was just amazing. Wherever we went to Top Hot Mountain, did a church service, the presence of the Lord. It thinned out. I had less people. It was just a handful, 20 people was our church. But we went places and did things. I married at a park. I did a marriage there. I did a marriage on our property where our house was. Beautiful, gorgeous, never forget it. Great young couple, still married, got 3 kids. And he was somebody I laid hands on to be a preacher. So this is what happened. And then in 2011, we had nothing. We were almost homeless. We couldn't pay our mortgage. We lost the land, had no work. You know, 2008 it happened, economy was down. The only person giving me a job was in California. We eventually, I come out there to rebuild his lost business. He was recovering his fire station business that I was really effort at. But all my powers that be, people that I actually trained in my industry, I was one of the gurus of the industry, turned on me when I was in California. They didn't give me the product to sell it. They didn't give me the rights to the product. And meanwhile, Sharon's having the birth of our 8th child, Zoe Hannah Grace. Our 7th child, Zachariah, is having this terrible teeth problems. We're in a hotel. We're sleeping in a hotel for 3 months. Sharon's dad and mom, her mom's dying of cancer in New Jersey. This is torment. We've had PTSD, man. We're in a hotel and we're having a baby for it. And we're sleeping, all of us in a hotel, you know? It's crazy. This is when my daughter Becca said, Dad, I need to go to high school somewhere. So we found a big high school right where the hotel was. And she entered in and she had to study the whole first semester because we had done a semester in Pilot Mountain, but California does whole year semesters, and she had to study the whole book on her own to get an A so she could keep her grade average way up so she could get into a higher level college, which I now know is her thing. Stories that you can't imagine mark my life since God called me. 2001, I said, I'll do whatever. 2004, I get called. 2005, I get a download. 2006, I do Taking Back the Streets, public declaration of my calling as a public minister. 2008, lose everything. 2009, I start doing YouTube videos, preaching on the YouTube. I did that to 2010. 2011, early, we go to California. I still do a couple videos on YouTube. People are wondering what's going on with me. I pretty much shut all that down in 2012 as I moved back to New Jersey. No more videos, maybe one. And I try to make it go of it in New Jersey by my wife's family, and nothing works. Okay, so 2014, my wife and I are like, I say, there's 3 places we can go. Pilot Mountain, Texas, we lived in the 90s, or Pennsylvania, where I was raised, and where we lived right after we were married for a little while, a year and a half, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. She says, Pilot Mountain. So my oldest daughter has a car. I don't even have a car. I don't have a truck. I lost everything. Nothing to my name. No credit. Nothing. So I had to use my daughter's car. We drive. I got a job interview over a weekend. We drive to stay at the one I'd laid hands on, that I married on the property. We slept on his couch. And I do the interview. We're coming back. The guy gives me a second interview and decides to give me a job selling octagonal, beautiful houses that are designed for the side of hills or beachfront because they handle hurricanes, topsider homes. And he says, I want to give you another chance. You know, like this is all like things he was thinking. You know, he wasn't a Christian, but he's just something inside of him said, yeah, I want this guy, give him a shot at this job. So we need a house. And then I hear a report that the house we're currently in right now is available. It's been empty for 4 months, 5 months. And I go look at it. It's like, wow, this is great for our family. 5-bedroom. And our neighbor was I had trained her son. He eventually got a state championship in wrestling. So she liked us, and she also was managing the home that was empty that we wanted to rent. And she negotiated a rate from $1,200 down to $800 a month. Amazing. And this man gave us a chance to come in. But the problem was the place was empty. The pipes had frozen. I had to put all new copper. It was converted over to plastic water pipes that we couldn't move in right away. And then there was all these snowstorms in New Jersey, ice. We couldn't move until like the middle of February of 2014. But eventually we got here. And we get here. That job works out for 2 months, 3 months. And the guy says, look, I'm going to give you moving expenses, but this isn't for you. Like, it was very nice what he said, but he said, this isn't your fit. I was driving 45 minutes from Pilot Mountain to Clemens. This isn't for you. So now I have no job. I can't pay my rent. I get sick. I'm losing weight. Food doesn't stay in my body. So this is to let you know the spiritual resistance of us coming back to Pilot Mountain to fulfill the mandate of why we were sent to Pilot Mountain, which is to bring revival, to bring renewal, to bring truth, to bring love of God, to bring the gospel, to do the Great Commission, right? Great Commission. I was sent. Apostles are sent. That's what Jesus does. He sends people. He sent me and our family to Pilot Mountain in 2005 to do something. It's not happened. We did things, energy, beautiful coffee shop, people still remember. We did Take Him Back to the Streets, people kind of remember, but we haven't planted anything that is seen or visible from heaven that's unique and special. And that's why I'm doing this recording, and that's why I'm doing this appeal. I need money from the body of Christ, the anointed ones of Christ. I need people to give me money to get a space, to start prayer, healing. That's what I want to do. We'll have coffee set up, give away free coffee, but we need a space downtown on Main Street to restore me back to the position where God put me, which is in the center of town, where we did Take It Back to the Streets, where we had our coffee shop. I need heaven's money to do this. And what am I going to do? I'm going to pray. I want to gather men, start praying. 2 or 3, and then keep going. I want to pray for people who are sick so that heaven can heal them to have a testimony like Pentecost, right? That's what I want to do. I believe I have a heavenly mandate. It's not me. It's all God. There's no Jonathan involved in this. What's called Live In Lattes. If we do a cafe, it'll be Restore Live In Lattes. Use the name. My wife thinks I'm crazy. Use the name that we originally were given by God. And Becca, the daughter's going through all the mental stuff. She's the one that got that name, Live In Lattes. That's heavenly. I still have liveinlatteswebsite.com. I still have LLI Fellowship, which is the nonprofit side of it. Right? I have all this. It's been preserved. When I had no money, I would throw $40 at keeping my website. Every year, December renews. We're coming up on December. You know, my websites impact our city. I'm trying to give people an idea of like what it means to impact your city by faith. It's been 18 years today that I got my download. 18 years of struggle with God. 18 years of setbacks. 18 years of hardship. 18 years of attack spiritual on my money, on my finances, on my reputation, on my children now. 18 years of preserving a marriage of a wife who doesn't understand because she's looking at me. She's not getting these downloads. I'm getting them. She has to trust that I'm hearing God. And she's cooking and cooking and pampering and no money, credit, debt, all that. She's hanging in there for 33 years. She has hung in there. It's unbelievable. This story is real. There's not one thing I've said in this account that's not verifiable and true. It's pieces, but I want you to pray. Pray to heaven that this be something that you see. I don't want you to give to me. I want you to give to God. I want you to give to the kingdom. I want you to give to Jesus Christ who died for you. I want you to give to the future of this church that needs to be completely overhauled. The church is dead and it needs to be rebuilt like unto what the apostles built, house to house, you know, prayer. People actually gathering in love, love feasts, people really truly loving each other, real miracles, real restoration of people who are mentally ill, people who are cancer ridden, people who are filled with addiction, people who are filled with murder, people who want to rape people that set free from all that, you know, demonic strongholds, people who are thinking, you know, progressive ideas are good, girls wanting to be boys, boys wanting to be girls, you know, communist people set free to republic, to freedom, true freedom of the individual, right to explore and find and buy and build a beautiful thing creatively out of their own God-ordained image of God persona, which goes back to Genesis chapter 1. This is the vision. We're going to restore the man on land. We're going to have a public cafe where we meet people, start conversation. Without a conversation, nothing happens. Conversations are everything. Jesus started everything with a conversation. We start, we're healing the land with conversations. Key people, people that disagree, Republican, Democrat, right wing, left wing. You know, people who are Methodist, talking to people who are Baptist. People who are Baptist, talking to people who are Pentecostal. People who are talking to Catholic. Conversations around Jesus Christ, not around religion, around Jesus Christ, the person and work of Jesus Christ. That's the unifier, Jesus Christ. The vision has been burned into this man called Jonathan. I have been trained by heaven. I'm not a scholar, don't want to be one, but I respect it. I respect the people who put the Bible together, the manuscripts. I respect the history. I respect those people who went on before. I respect it. But the Word of God is the template. The words of Genesis chapter 1 all the way to Revelation 22. All of it. I believe that the principles haven't changed. I believe the words are heavenly. I believe they're from the Holy Spirit, written by the Holy Spirit. But I also believe that today we need a fresh outpouring of Pentecost, a renewal of the Pentecostal winds, which is going to give us the English words and the English ideas and the English plans, the strategies, and the English understanding of this current culture and all of its problems. But it can be fixed by God, only by God. It can't be fixed by man and politics. It can only be fixed by God. Because we're the generation that's going to identify the son of perdition, the Antichrist, who's going to come and sit in the seat of the Holy of Holies in Jerusalem. And when he does that, it's all over. Tribulation, Jesus returns, throne. I believe in that. I'm preparing for the 1,000-year reign. I'm rolling the red carpet out for Jesus. These are all themes I've been repeating over and over in my writings and my videos. That's my account. That is my testimony. May God richly bless you. Shalom.